and welcome to Open Source Sex, graciously being hosted by NPR, that's Neighborhood Public Radio, at conceptualart.org/NPR. And as much as I hate to turn down the music of the Extra Action Marching Band, which is absolutely the San Francisco treat, I have a very, very awesome and special guest today with me on the show. I have Shine Louise Houston, who is everything behind Pink and White Productions, which, in case you haven't heard of Pink and White Productions, is the hottest lesbian porn company, I think, in the world right now, and it happens to be being made in San Francisco. Thank you so much for joining me today, Shine.
You're like laughing.
Thanks.
I'm like,
everybody.
You're incredible.
And if anyone wants to check out the URL while we're talking, it's pinkwhite.biz. And so what I want to know is, okay, so you're making lesbian porn, mm-hmm. and it's got real lesbians in it.
Yeah, like, absolutely, bona fide real lesbians.
Certified?
Certified.
Card carrying?
Yep.
So why did you want to do that?
Long question to a short, really short answer. Long. Well, you know what I mean.
I know, because it's hot.
That.
Yeah.
Let's see. I worked at Good Vibrations, and
we worked at Good Vibrations together for a period.
Yep.
Yeah. So you have a sex ed background, which is awesome.
I do have a sex ed background, and every time people came up and asked me, like, "What's a good lesbian porn?" Da 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 da. I didn't really have a lot to show them.
Yeah.
And the majority of the stuff that I had to show them was not real lesbians. It was, you know, big hair, long nails, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, girl on girl, not really lesbian. So I decided, after seeing Jackie and Char do their thing.
That's SAR Video.
Yeah, you know, How to Fuck in High Heels, and then Good Vibrations made a couple of videos. Fatal Media started making videos again, and I was like, hey,
yeah,
they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
So I decided to quit my job and take the plunge, and made the first production on a shoestring and got some really amazing talent who are real lesbians, and two of the couples are real couples. There's squirting, there's rimming.
Okay, I want to ask about that, actually, because there's a scene. Okay, let's back it up first
before we get
to that scene, because that scene is out of fucking control.
Yeah.
Okay, what was it about, like, lesbian porn that left you unsatisfied? Like, quote-unquote lesbian porn, because I know, like, mm-hmm. how lame the girl-girl mm-hmm. thing is, because it's all, like, a weird construct, and,
It wasn't sex like I have sex.
Hello! Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Like, no.
That's just not how it happens. I'm sorry. I can't put myself into that situation because it just doesn't happen.
Exactly, exactly. I think that's the problem with a lot of porn. Like, mm-hmm. not just lesbian porn, but just, like, all porn. Like, I think a lot of people watch it and they're like, that's not how I fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, maybe some are good fantasies, you know?
Okay,
but,
sure. Yeah.
But for the most of the part, most of them aren't my fantasies, and...
Gee, why not?
Yeah. Some of them are.
You don't like girls to scream like dying animals when you're fucking them with your huge long fingernails?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I've got one finger.
Yeah.
No,
oh, I'm coming.
No.
All right. So what you did was, I can't believe you quit your job. Like, that's, like, so fucking scary to do that. Like, you quit your job to start Pink and White Productions, and your tagline is Porn for Pussies, which I love. And you did your first feature, which mm-hmm. is The Crash Pad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you tell me what the plot of The Crash Pad is? I've seen it, but explain it. I want to hear you.
There's more of a premise than a plot.
Okay.
So the premise is that somewhere... Really, in San Francisco, somewhere in San Francisco, there's an apartment, and that apartment is solely for couples to go there and have fabulous sex, and it's absolutely guaranteed whoever you bring there is you're going to have fabulous sex with them.
For lesbians, specifically.
For lesbians, specifically.
Right.
Now, the trick is, you have to have the key to the crash pad.
There's only one key?
There's seven keys, actually.
Oh.
This is the backstory that nobody knows. There are seven keys to the crash pad, and you're supposed to pass it off after seven uses.
Oh.
You can only use the key seven times, then you have to pass it on.
To another dyke.
To another dyke.
Yeah.
We'll have fabulous sex there. And the reason for this, and I don't know if everybody gets it, but at the end shot of the movie is, like, me... And you realize that all these weird black and white shots that you've seen throughout the movie are actually hidden cameras.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm the one who's been passing out the original keys.
Oh.
And I want more people to be in there because I'm actually filming them and making
oh my
porn
God.
Behind da-da-da-da. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
There's really hidden cameras in the crash pad, which is the secret twist ending.
Cool. That's so hot. And then after that, it's just straight up fucking.
Yeah.
Nice.
Straight up sex.
Nice.
Whole time.
Oh, that is so hot. And the performers, now, first of all, I'm wondering, like, A, how you found the performers, and then B, what their relationships to each other are like. Like, are they, did they work together? Mm-hmm. Are they real life lovers? Like,
well, I got my cast primarily through word of mouth and friends of friends, and actually there was a whole
contingent. You totally got your friends to do porn.
Yeah!
Okay, now, you have to understand, like, her friends are fucking hot. That's the thing. Like, they're all, like, all bondage models and fetish models,
well,
and
because I knew people who were working at Lusty, and then...
That's a Lusty lady strip club.
Yeah, and then half of them started shooting for Cybernet right after they shot for me. And
oh, yeah.
So that's, you know, websites like Wired Pussy, Hogtied, Waterbondage.com.
Fucking Machines.
Fucking Machines, yeah.
Which is here in San Francisco as well.
Yeah, so, it's like the big industry here in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's epic. It's epic. No one knows. It's gigantic.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So you basically, like, convince your friends to, like, take their clothes off and fuck for you in front of your camera.
Pretty much. I mean,
awesome.
So, I mean, I got my friend Sean to do it, and then she got the girl that
Sean
she
is
was
so hot.
Sleeping with Jizz, and then I knew Elizabeth. Elizabeth worked at Good Vibes.
Okay, okay.
And then everybody else has kind of trickled in.
That's so great.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. And then, okay, so it's... When I saw it, it really struck me as more looking like gay male porn.
Yeah.
And did you do that on purpose?
Yeah.
Really?
I love gay male porn.
Yeah, I do too.
My two favorite porns. The Hole.
Oh my God, I love The Hole. I love The Hole. Okay.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, The Hole is a gay version of the Ring.
Ring, yeah.
Yeah. And when you watch the videotape in 7 days, you turn gay. And you get a phone call and it's like, you're gay. And you're like, no. And it's awesome. And so the plot of the film goes, so the guy, like, he sees the tape. And then so he, like, goes on the quest to find out where the tape came from so he could not be gay in 7 days. But of course, he has, like, all this hot gay sex in the meantime.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. But it's really hot, though. Like, it's a really great film.
It's
okay.
Really
what's your other favorite one?
Was Mardi Gras Cowboy.
Oh my God, I love that.
What is this?
Jim Buck. Oh my God, Jim Buck is so hot.
He is
oh
hot.
My God.
I do him.
Well, you know what's hot too about him, and these are not like super mainstream gay male porn titles that we're talking about either. What's so hot about Jim Buck is that he looks like the guy that works at the record shop.
Yeah.
Or he looks like the guy that works at the cafe that just happens to be really, you know, cute with tattoos and you know, just and like sings in the shower and you know, just like totally adorable and sexy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, cutie.
Awesome. Wow, those are my two favorite porns too. Gay male porns as well.
Wow.
That's so awesome. So that inspired you, like, in a creative way with the crash pad?
Specifically with Jizz and Sean's scene.
Okay.
That was totally 100%.
Describe their scene.
Basically,
sorry to interrupt you, but
it's Sean and Jez are basically like boy, B-O-I, very boyish looking dykes, and they have a wrestling match at the beginning of their scene, pretty much like wrestling for dominance.
And they're all butch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, really,
yeah.
You know, and it's very, you know, it's pretty cool. Like, Sean is actually a kickboxer, so she's really
buffed,
and like,
well,
just, you know, she dances and stuff. So they're great. Their bodies are both great.
Incredible.
So anyway,
yeah.
So then, you know, then there's the, well, then if this were gay male porn, it would be like the blowjob.
Right.
Which, you know, like, it starts off with the blowjob and then it goes to rimming.
The winner's the top.
Yeah. The winner's
basically.
The top.
Yeah.
The winner's the top. And
nice.
So then it does like the blowjob part, and then there's the rimming part, and then there's like the could be anal fisting,
nice.
Vaginal fisting, and then there's the cum shot. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the cum shot is a very, very awesome cum shot, because it's can I?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give away the end.
All, yeah.
Okay.
Give it away,
okay.
Give it away.
Here's what's so hot. Okay. I love watching women squirt on film.
Yeah.
And like just she gets up on her face mm-hmm. and comes in her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, ha ha.
Yeah. Little behind the scenes story about that.
Okay. Cool.
One, the heater was on. We couldn't find out how to turn the heater off.
Oh, shit.
So it was super, super hot and funky.
Oh, God.
So if you see the movie, Sean is just sweating like a pig. It's unbelievable.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But it took, at one point, it had been about 20 minutes of just getting fisted.
Whoa.
And I was getting worried for her. So I was like, I almost tapped everything. And I was like, you know, you need a break.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I'm okay.
Oh, my God.
5 seconds later, she was like, all right, Sean, you can come out. And, like, really, there is no sound, like, added sound effects. That pop that you hear in the video is, like, the pop of Sean's fist. Like,
oh, my God.
Like, and then there's, like, this huge squirt. And then right after that, she's like, you know what? I'm really sorry, guys. I feel like I can do a better one. I can do it again.
Really?
And we're like, okay, we'll take a break. So we take, like, a 5-minute break. She comes back, and I think it's going to take another 15 minutes for her to squirt.
Right.
She just hops up on top, and it's like all... and boom!
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's when we got that amazing, copious, like, cum shot, like, into Sean's mouth. And then she was like, okay, wait, one more time. So she squirted
what?
3 times.
Holy shit.
She squirted 3 times during that shoot.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That is so amazing. Wow.
I'd never seen anything like that.
No.
You know, it's, yeah.
No, Jesus Christ. No, me neither.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. I'm like flummoxed. That's amazing. Okay. Okay. So what I, you know, that actually being on one of your porn shoots sounds like almost as fun as being at one of your parties.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell me what happened at that party I went to last weekend?
Nothing. It was just fun, innocent fun.
Oh my God. No. Yeah. Is that what you guys do at parties all the time?
Right. I think what you're referring to is the baguette, right?
The baguette, the celery, the shoe, the fist. Okay, no, let me tell you my side of the story.
Okay.
Okay. So I get this Evite that's like, come to this party. And I'm like, oh, cool. They're having a party, you know, like a Kaz party. I'm like, oh, this is great. Cocktails. I'll get to meet some of the people and it'll be really awesome. You know, just sort of like a meet and greet, you know?
Yeah, it's a meet and greet.
And so, I go to my friend's house ring party, and then I show up at the party, the pink and white party, and everyone's kind of hanging out and looking really sexy and stuff like that, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool, and I kind of make a joke, and I'm like, so when's the ass licking going to start? And they're like, oh, wait, they just got here, and like these hot fucking lesbian porn stars walk in with like hardly any clothes on, and they're like, oh, you went, oh, yeah, ass licking, you know, and like they go in the bathroom and start fucking the shit out of each other. And I couldn't believe they let me take all those pictures. Like, I was just like, with my stupid Sony camera, I was just like, can I please take your picture? And I'm like crawling around underneath them, and they're just like, oh my God, that was out of control.
Yeah.
Did you plan that? Like, well, was that the point of the party?
The point of the party was to have a promo photo shoot.
Oh, okay.
So everybody was there
for publicity stills
or for the next movie.
Oh, okay. We're going to get to that in a second then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody was there to like to look sexy, and I was like, you know, whatever you feel comfortable with, because we had a couple of newbies there. And
oh, really?
Didn't scare them. Be like, okay, if you want to get naked, that's great. If you don't, that's fine.
Okay.
And then Donna, Princess Donna, and Lorelai were there, and they were like,
They were the ones with the shoes in the bathroom, if anyone's wondering.
And they were like, well, can we show our boobs? And I was like, yay, whenever your boobs want to make an appearance, I'm totally fine. Just let me know when they want to come out.
That's my policy, too.
And next thing you know, they're fisting, you know? And I'm like, whoa.
Awesome.
So they took it to a whole nother level, which I was totally fine with. I was like, you know, whatever you're comfortable with, that's great. And then Sean and Jizz got on with like the baguette, and then there was a huge, it was, I don't know if you've seen French country bread, but it's a big loaf.
I did that night.
It's a big loaf.
Yeah, totally.
You know, they put a condom on that big, huge loaf.
The first condom broke, too.
Yeah, she spit on it, and it was like,
yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
I know, and I saw the flower go poof. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
No, that was good. That was, yeah.
I didn't really think that would fit in there.
It did. She squished it a little bit.
It's bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't stay, you know.
Yeah. Tasted good.
And then Sean was eating the baguette out of the other girl's pussy.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God. This is out of control. It was so much fun, though. Like, everyone was just like having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's my pussy. Let's have fun with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is great, you know? That's a party I want to have.
Right. And then, you know, you needed a little celery afterwards, just to clean the palate.
To cleanse the palate, yeah.
Right.
After that, though, I was like, I'm going to have the guacamole.
Yeah. Cool. Because, like, the celery was in the ass of Lorelai, so it was
right.
A little dip.
Oh my God. Sorry. Okay, so tell me about Super Freak. That's your next project,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Super Freak is the next project, and it has slightly more of a plot, but the basic premise is that this party, all lesbian party, gets crashed by the ghost of Rick James. Of course,
no!
I am playing Rick James.
You are?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
So,
Would Dave Chappelle do a cameo? That'd be so badass.
Well, it's really funny because like one of the cast members, Madison.
Mm-hmm. Madison Young.
Madison
awesome.
Young,
she's
Madison
so
Productions.
Hot. Yeah.
She gets the famous tagline of like, "I'm Rick James, bitch." Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cool. You're going to play Rick James in Super Freak.
Yeah, I'm going to play Rick James in
Super
Freak.
Oh my God. Okay, so what kind of fucking do you have planned for that?
I guess I saw some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw a lot. So Donna and Lorelai, you know, the baguettes and the celery,
the shoes.
Teaming up with Dana D'Armond. Hmm. So she's an up-and-coming porn star.
Okay.
You know, she was in New Wave Hookers.
Okay, so she's a mainstream porn performer.
Yeah, but she also does a lot of stuff recently for Cybernet. That's the connection.
Is she a dyke?
I believe in real life, yeah.
Wow.
Or is generally into women.
Cool.
No, I can't say, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Well,
yeah, but still, I was just kind of like,
but
wow.
But she does a lot of girls, so.
Cool.
I'm like, sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome. You're in. You know. So they're going to.
You're highly qualified.
Yes, you are highly, highly qualified. Can I see your papers, please? But they're going to pile up on Lorelai. So basically, they're going to just do everything they can possibly think of to Lorelai. And another behind the scenes question I was like to Lorelai, I was like, well, do you have a dildo preference? What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she was joking. She's like, I want the biggest dildo possible. I was like, ha ha ha. She's like, no, really.
Oh my God, really? Holy shit.
So I think they're I mean, I haven't.
Do you have to go on a scavenger hunt now around San Francisco to find the biggest dildo for Lorelai?
No, I think I found it.
Really?
So.
Where'd you find it?
My executive producer is Blowfish.
Oh, cool.
.com.
Okay.
So we have free reign of the inventory.
Oh, nice.
I think I found the biggest one.
That they carry?
Yeah. And we'll be working it out.
Wow. See, that's awesome, having your executive producer be a sex toy company.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I think I need whatever I want.
Yeah. Pretty much. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
gonna
super
get some
cool.
Good toys.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Wow, what else? Yeah, and Madison is in it?
Madison Young, Madison Productions is in it. Dylan from the Crash Pad is coming back and doing
Scene
with her.
Oh, cool.
Sean and Jizz are doing another scene in the kitchen with lots of spitting and water.
See, that's, I saw that at your party too,
when they
hopped up in the sink and were getting all wet and stuff like that.
So that's kind of a precursor to the actual film.
I see. So it was kind of a rehearsal.
In a weird sort of way, yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of a run through.
Wow,
nice.
I totally want to come to all of your rehearsals.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so hot.
It's the dress rehearsal.
Yeah, the undress rehearsal.
The undressed rehearsal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then we have two amateurs.
Oh, really?
So, and they don't exactly have stage names, so I'm not too sure if I should say their names, but we've got two amateurs. And one, he's like, oh, one is such a cute little trans guy. He's
really?
So cute.
Oh.
He's like chubby and cute.
Oh, I love that.
I'm really excited to have him on the cast. And we've got another girl who's like really cute, you know, like punkly dyed hair and stuff.
Cute.
And she's also really like they're both super cute. So.
Oh, and this is going to be their first
scene.
In porn?
In porn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So this is going to be really interesting and really
fun. It's going to be an adventure, but it's going to be hot.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Wow.
So.
Wow. And are you filming that in San Francisco?
Mm-hmm. This is all being filmed at the location, at the party.
Oh, really?
It's all being shot right there.
Oh,
so.
The famous bathroom.
The famous bathroom.
Excellent. And kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Kitchen. And bread.
And bread. Everything else.
Oh, my God. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
So what else is planned? You've got Super Freak coming up, and are you... What are your plans for world domination? Because there's... World domination is imminent with this company that you're doing.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
It's caught on.
I'm going to have an empire.
Yeah, it's caught on so big. Like, you've been blogged everywhere. Oh, you're welcome. And, like, it's just, like, rave reviews.
Yeah.
Everyone I talk to is like, oh, my fucking God, did you see that movie? It's amazing. Seriously. And it's, like, mainstream porn... They're such dinosaurs, man. Let's make the meteor hit, you know?
Yeah. So after Super Freak, I have a mockumentary.
What kind?
So it's a mockumentary on sex culture in San Francisco.
Oh, no way.
So mostly
so it's like Spinal Tap?
It's kind of like Spinal Tap. And actually, yeah. I mean, the only thing that I really want to reveal of it right now is that, of course, I always make Hitchcock appearance. I'm always going to make a Hitchcock appearance.
Nice.
In the movies.
And nice.
So as a mockumentary, it's like it's really, really based after like Wild Kingdom. Do you know
the Mutual of Omaha,
Wild Kingdom, where they have like, you know, it's the narrative, documentary talking about like the struggles of like this young lion in the wild. Da, 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 da. So it's like the struggles of this young dyke in the wild.
Oh and, my
like,
God.
We hide
in the wilds of San Francisco.
And we've got like really poorly, poorly, poorly camouflaged film crew.
Oh God.
And then, you know, I'm in the shots of like, you know, I'm in my white smock and my glasses in front of like the monitor. And I'm like, here we are tracking her movements. She has a very small.
You're like, what is it? Marlon Perkins? Is that his name? Or
I don't even remember.
I can't remember. His name. Oh my God. I probably have it totally wrong.
There are parts where I'm like, wow, that was pretty fucking hot. Oh gosh, are we rolling?
You know? Oh no.
So it's going to be, it's kind of jokey. It's whatever. It's poking fun at like sex culture in San Francisco. It's poking fun at myself.
Cool.
And it's just poking fun.
We need to have fun poked at the sex culture in San Francisco.
Yeah.
It takes itself way too seriously.
Yeah. There's going to be a whole section on flagging and cruising.
Oh, you know? Cool.
So.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Fun needs to be made.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Totally. What's the timeline on your production schedule for these things?
Well, let's see.
The Crash Pad. When did The Crash Pad come out?
We released in November.
Oh,
November
wow.
November 2005.
Okay.
And we're shooting at the end of May for Super Freak.
Oh, really?
So
that's like now.
Yeah, the 26th.
Holy shit.
We start on the 26th.
Wow.
And then hopefully we release August, September-ish.
Okay.
Because it takes me a while for like post da 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 da.
Yeah. That's still faster than pretty much anyone else making porn or movies. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Somebody was telling me that I heard a horror story about Michael Ninn in LA.
Uh-oh.
Because he shoots on film.
Yeah.
You know, and apparently I heard that his distributor or his executive producer was giving him shit because it had been 2 weeks and he didn't have a final cut.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. Yeah.
And film is expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was
God.
Like, how can you do that in 2 weeks, dude?
That's retarded.
Yeah, completely.
Wow. But then I also talked to friends that are like, yeah, that film I made. Like, Tristan was like, yeah, we made that film last year. And
yeah.
It just came out. And I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah. No, I'm like, I'm ready to crank them out. And, like, Blowfish is helping me crank them out. And
cool.
They're like, when?
So you've got the funding now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, I mean, the money's
there's no
not
stopping you.
No, he's like, when you're done with Super Freak, whenever you want to go for the mockumentary, it's a go.
Wow. So you just have green light on all your projects now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And are they your main distributor?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
We're setting up international distribution.
Oh, nice.
I just got invited to a film festival in Italy, and then I also got invited to a film festival in France.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Cinefable.
Wow.
And the Isabella International Gay Lesbian Film Festival.
Oh my God.
In Maritea, Italy.
Okay.
I think I'm pronouncing that right. I don't know. It's their first year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Shit. Things are taking off for you.
I know.
That's
like,
amazing.
Shit.
Yeah, totally.
Pinch me.
Oops, it worked.
Oh, look, there's Calvin.
Hi, Calvin.
We're sitting in the window here at ATA, which is on the corner of Valencia and 21st. And we are actually in a window, and there are a bunch of people out front while we're doing our show. So everyone's looking at us like goldfish in a bowl here.
Yeah.
But, well, is there anything else you want to add before I sign us off?
Buy my movie.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show.
Yeah,
this
no
was
problem.
So much fun. I
Thanks.
Totally this
yeah,
is great.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for inviting me to your parties. And letting me take pictures of your porn stars. And for people who are listening to the MP3 version of this as a podcast, there's also going to be a video version of the podcast with a slideshow with photos from this crazy party that we're talking about running as a slideshow while it goes. Mm-hmm. And also a bunch of new photos that I just got back, because I actually shot with two cameras that night. So I got the photos back from my friend's camera. So
cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yay.
Shine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
And thanks everyone for listening to Open Source Sex on NPR. That's Neighborhood Public Radio at conceptualart.org/NPR.